Welcome to the FM Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daf Yudalef in the Oizvahadur edition. We're starting the Yudamud base, five lines from the bottom. In the previous Daf, the Gemara brought the Chaverim that explained the contradiction that you have in the Mishnayos and Maseches Truma. That on one hand, in the beginning of Mishnayos, it says that if you have a Sofek Tumo, there's a Machlekes, what can you do with the barrel that has an Sofek Tumo? And if your shoe is the most lenient, it says you can put it in a place where it may get tame. On the other hand, the end of the Mishnah Maseches Trumos speaks about wine which was in the Gatz Elyon, in the top part of the winery, and that wine is Trumo, and the Trumo is going down, it's flowing down, is about to hit the bottom gat, which there you have Chulin Tmeim. If the Trumo touches it, it will make the Chulin Tame, and everything will be not something which cannot be eaten. So Rabbi Yeshua says, take a vessel, even though the vessel is tame, and receive the truma in it, even though he's metame truma be'adayim. So the Gemara asked the question, as a contradiction. In the first part of the Mishnah, it says you can be metame be'adayim, only mimele. And the second part, it says you could metame be'adayim. So came the Chavirim and said that the beginning of the Mishnah is the Shito of Rabbi Yoisi in our Mishnah in Masechet Psochim that says you can't cause truma be'adayim. And the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, that he holds you could mitame be'adayim. So Rabbi Yossi the Amoyer questioned the Chaverim. And in the previous daf, we saw the question on one part that what they said. Now the Gemara is going on to the next part. Ve'atou namrin, and you're saying, meaning Rabbi Yossi tells the Chaverim, you're explaining, and we're going to use it, the Gersa of Reb Chaim. The Gersa of Reb Chaim is different than what we have here in the Gemara. Chavis shniyo kerameir. The second part of the Mishnah, it's a Shita of Rameir, and Rameir disagrees with it. Rameir says you could be Metam Be'adayim. So he says two questions. Question number one, when did we say that if you have wine of Truma going into Chulin, you could be Metam the Truma to save it? Is only if the Truma goes into the bor, into where it's going to fall into, it will be, you know, you won't be able to be Malet. What does it mean, Malet? When Truma mixes up with Chulin, if there's 100 Chulin connected to Truma, so Truma is Batel Beroif. And then what you do is you're Mali one portion connected to Truma that fell, and the rest is Mutter. So says the Gemara, when did we say, when did Yeshua say, that when you have Truma falling into Chulin, you could go on Mitame, the Truma is only if the Chulin name of Kedelalos. The Chulin is not enough Chulin to cancel the Truma. So the Truma will make the whole thing over here something which is not usable. But if in the bor that the truma is falling into, there's enough to cancel the truma, afilu kolshu, even the smallest amount, with avidavon dalef also the tamos, you now let me metame be'adayim. Vein kerameh, if you hold that our may holds that you could be metame something be'adayim, and that's what you said that the safe of the mishnah is shidas rameh and not the ratio of the mishnah. Ratio of the mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, but according to rameh you can always metame be'adayim. So he bore sheish b'kedel alois. He bore sheim b'kedel alois. It doesn't matter if you have enough to cancel or not. You should be able to be metame. Because according to our mayor, you la metame be'adayim, something which is going to be gone anyway, like we see over here in our Mishnah. So when you have to burn chometz, a truma chometz, you could be metame. The next few lines, according to Reb Chaim, we're not goyis. That's question number one. Void. Another question we have. You said the Rameir says this, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees. In our Mishnah in Masechet Psochim, Rabbi Yossi tells Rameir, Eino min amido, don't learn from them. And the Gemara understands now, like the pshat that we brought before, that where is Rameir learning from? From where Rameir learns that you're not that you're allowed to burn truma teoyro, truma tmeo, erev Pesach, he's learning for this machlekes of Blazer Rabbi Yeshua. And on that, Rabbi Yossi tells him, don't learn from there. There it's different. Leis bar nash omai eino yu. A person says, eino yi amido, I mean, don't learn from there. Klal du moidel kameso. Mashri, he agrees with Rameir. So whatever Rameir you learn in the Blazer Rabbi Yeshua, I agree with you. But don't learn from there to this case of chometz. And the word goes on to explain, my kedoin. So why doesn't Rabbi Yossi agree with Rameir? Omai Rabbi Yossi be'aboin tamon kedei lochus anichseim she'Yisrael. There, the reason Rabbi Yeshua allows you to be metame the truma flowing down is in order to save the chulin, meaning to save the bottom bar. If not, everything will go to waste. So therefore, he says you can be metame. But here, why should you go and burn truma tehoyo with tomato on Erev Pesach? You're not saving anything by burning it together. Here, what you're saving. So, well, why not? Says the Gemara, yes, there is saving. If I have to make two different fires, one for Tahori, one for Tumeo, I have to bring more wood. So by making one big fire, he's saving the wood. Says the Gemara, that's not a tiny lefset miru b'choshu lefset memuot loy choshashu. Says, more wood is not a big hefset. So for that, Chachamim will not tell you, you can be metamet true b'yadayim to save some wood. But we talk about Shuma falling into a pit, and that pit there's chulin, and the whole chulin become also b'achilo, that is a big hefset. So in any case, the Gemara brings a raya. Rabbi Yossi says to her mayor, I agree with you, you can metame the truma, but don't bring a raya to the case of burning chametz. Mash Rabbi Yossi agrees with her mayor, and according to the Chaverim, Rabbi Yossi does not agree with her mayor in this concept. He holds that according to Bishu, you can metame b'yadayim. Answers the Gemara in the second question. Amar Chananya kamir amano, tipoter kemandoma midivrei Rabbi Akivo, undivrei chanino zgan ha-koyanim, veleis shomo minoklum. Says the Gemara, no. The way we can explain the Mishnah is not that the Rameyer was learning from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, in other words, from Rabbi Yeshua's Shito, that you could metame true and be'adai. He's learning it from the previous Mishnahs, the first way we explained our Mishnah. So how does Rameyer learn? In the previous Mishnahs, we had Chorachinis Gan HaKoyanim, we had Rabbi Akivo, that they spoke about being metame a tumo, rishim betumo, with a shlishim betumo, or have a tumo, with a shlishim betumo. You saw over there you can elevate, take a lower level tumo, make it a higher level. From there, Rameir learns that you could go and take Tahoro and burn it together with Tumeo. And Rabbi Yossi argues and says, don't mingle Raya for something which is already somewhat tame to something which is completely Tahor. And that's Rabbi Yossi is coming to argue Rameir. And he says, I agree with you that Rabbi Chananya's Gan HaKoyanim, Rabbi Akiva said it, but I disagree with you what you want to learn from it. But regarding the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, that machlekes, the Rabbi Yossi did not agree with Rameir, the Rabbi Yeshua said you can be metame in the true and be'adayim. So the second question on the Chaveim was refuted. Kutez Gemara says, Rav Zeiro, Rav Ilo, Tayeho, and Mishem, Rabbi Elazar, both said the name of Rabbi Elazar. Going back to what the Chaverim discussed, the steer with the contradiction in the two parts of the Mishnahs and Maseches Trumas, Chavis Arishayno Kerab Yesi, Vashniya Ben Kerab Meir Ben Kerab Yesi. The first part of the Mishnah that says, when you have a Sovik Truma, you just can put it in a place where you can get Tumah on its own, but not make it Beyadayim. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yesi, that cannot go with Rameir. But the Sefer of a Mishnah, when it speaks about the Truma flowing into the bar, that Rabbi Yesi will agree as well. And the reason is, the Gemara is going to explain, because here you have hefset chulin. Here you have a loss. As explains the Gemara of Ezra Kamir Amano, Lezado Pligol, Abrisi doesn't argue, Abrisi in our Mishnah says, you can't take a chometz of a truma toyer and burn it with tumeo. Says the Gemara now, Omalei Udaloi Kerabiyasi Neymar Udaloi Kerameir. Meaning now the Gemara is bringing another explanation. To answer the question, the Gemara is answering the question and bringing another explanation of Maseches Trumas. He says both parts of the Mishnayos can work according to Rameir and according to Rabbi Yossi. Don't tell me the ratio is Rabbi Yossi and the Sefer is Rameir. It's not Rabbi Yossi, not Rameir, it goes according to Kulei Alma. And what's the reason? The Gemara doesn't explain it. Rabbi Chaim says this is what the Gemara means. The ratio of the Mishnah can go even according to Rameir. Because what it says there, Rabbi Yeshua says that you have a Sofik Tumo, you could put it in a place where it'll get Tumo on its own, and you don't say you could do Beyadayim, doesn't mean that's what he holds. Could be he holds, you could do Tumo Beyadayim. He's just coming to emphasize the opposite of what the other Shita say over there, that you're not allowed to make any Tumo until you have to put it in a safe place. It's no, you don't have to put it in a safe place. You could put it in a place where it'll get Tumo. You could maybe even make it Tumo Beyadayim, but he doesn't have to come and say it. And the safe of the Mishnah is, like, as we mentioned before, why according to Rabbi Yossi, maybe here he is going to agree that according to Rabbi Shu, when the truma is falling, going into the bar, you can make a tameh because of a hefset, because of a loss of chulin. So it comes out that we have a few answers on the steer and the Maseches Trumas. The Chavei wanted to say it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yossi says the first part, Meir says the second part. So another sheet over here that says the first part is Rabbi Yossi, but the second part is both. And now the third explanation, the both parts of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir can agree with. Says the Gemara now, Lefi Shematzeinu, Rabbi Meir served Tluy Bechol Mokom. It's like almost like Omar Ma. We're going back to what we said, according to Rabbi Meir, any Tluyo, any Sofik Tumo you can burn. Says the Gemara, Omar Ma, no, Zol is the Kesar, when the Kesarin, Vishamis Rabbi Zreikon B'Shem Zehiro. I heard Rabbi Zeikon say in the name of Zehiro, the Rabbi Meir served Tluy Bechol Mokom. He says that according to Rabbi Meir, you can burn a Sofik Tumo. The Hamit Lay, so I told him, according to Rabbi Chaim, take away the word afilu. That That's true. If it's suffik deraisa, so you could burn it. Continues the Gemara with base. Omer le'in, yeah, suffik to my deraisa. Omer le'i, ana potter le'i shenit meis modagorim. I hold even a tumah derabanan. Rameh will hold that you can burn that if it's suffik. And what's the case he bring of tumah derabanan modagorim? Modagorim means a house of a goy. Rabbanan said that misafik we make a tome because maybe they buried their nefali, maybe they buried the fetuses and them from miscarriages in the house. Where do you see that there is a shita that even tumah derabanan you can burn? It says Tani is a fair shabrais of mother goyim, which is a suffik derabanan as we mentioned. Toilim, you have to, so anything that went in there, if a truma went in there, you have to be toiled. You don't burn it, and you don't eat it. Basically, you can actually burn it, even though it's only suffik derabanan. You see, from here there is a shita that a suffik derabanan you can burn, and the Gemara understands that's where Ramir's shita is as well. Going back to what we said, and just to be more clear, that according to a mayor, you can burn the tluya, a suffik tumah, in any day of the year, not only in Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, v'atani ken truma tluyo v'tmeyo. So you have a truma tluyo and tmeyo. This is what Gemara mentioned before. When I have a suffik truma, even vaday, servi moisa have Shabbos ibchashecho. You could burn it only have Shabbos ibchashecho right before Shabbos. Talking about when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so you can burn on Shabbos, and we want to l'chatchila burn it. So when do you burn it? Right before Shabbos. The Gemara understands that when it says that's when you have to burn it is referring to the suffik truma. The chay moimim bizmano. Go to Chachamim, you have to wait for Shabbos, and then you get rid of it on Shabbos. So the Gemara asked now, back to what we said, it's really a chazara on the sugya that we mentioned before. V'yisra b'shachis, according to our mayor, why can't I burn it in the morning? Why have to wait for right before Shabbos comes in? According to our mayor, you could burn suffik tumah every day of the year. So the Gemara, tipasa shenis'atza v'loy sorav. So now the Gemara brings another answer. You're right, he could burn it in the morning. Talk about it, he was a little lazy, he did not burn it in the morning. Rameh says, I don't have to wait for Shabbos, I could do it right before Shabbos. Tei v'choshuken, we go, Raya, that's so. Because what is the Bryce we just mentioned? It says, Tluyo and Tmeyo. Tetani Tmeyo. So why is Tmeyo, you saying you have to bring it right before Shabbos? So before the Gemara understood, when it says you have to bring it right before Shabbos, is only the suffix. But Tmeyo, maybe not. Now the Gemara says, well, if I'm telling you, Tmeyo, Mashra, both, the, what it says, you have to bring right before Shabbos, refers to both, the suffix and the Tmeyo. Why the Tmeyo, you have to bring right before Shabbos? You can bring Tmeyo any day of the year. Isn't it talking about in a case he was lazy, he didn't burn it? So Tlu is the same thing, so no Raya from here, that you can burn it any other day of the year. Another answer, that's the answer that Gemara said before. Talk about that it became Tomei right before Shabbos. So that's what Meir says. You burn it right away. You don't have to wait for Shabbos. But if you could have burned it in the morning as well. Says Gemara, Yeshua is what we mentioned. The prince could go and metame truim beyadayim in order to save the chulin. Reb Shimon is what? Is regarding a pchor. Says a pchor shoach zodam, which means a pchor, and a firstborn animal has a gdusho that is full of blood. It's a type of sickness that the only way to heal it is to draw blood from it. So Reb Shimon says you could draw blood, even though by drawing blood you're causing a chabur, you're causing a blemish in the animal. Now it'll cause a blemish in this animal, because if you won't do it, the animal will die anyway. So the Arab Shimon is exactly like Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua says you can make the true matame in order to save the chulin, and according to Reb Shimon, you can put a blemish in the pchor in order for it not to die. Says the Gemara, "My avilo Reb Shimon the pchoyus Reb Yeshua the trumas loy din moide ladin v'loy din moide ladin." He's coming to argue. He says, "No, they disagree with each other. It's not the same shita, and the reason why it's not the same shita, Reb Yeshua says that you can be matame the truma because you're saving chulin." Here you're not saving anything else but the p'chor. But the p'chor, you don't say you could save it. And Reb Shimon holds that by p'chor you could make a blemish, because once it's about to die, it's considered to be already a baal mum. It's considered to be already has a blemish. So therefore you can make another blemish. But to go and make time a true be'adayim, not necessarily, agrees with Reb Yeshua. Omar Reb Zeir goes with a third approach. Mistari Reb Shimon yoide l'Reb Yeshua. Reb Shimon says you can put a blemish in a p'chor, will agree to Reb Yeshua that you can be time a true be'adayim to save the chulin. Reb Yeshua won't agree to Reb Shimon because he only says it when you're saving chulin. So says the Gemara, Rabbi in Barachio, Bo Kamei Reb Zeiro, Al Daitoch, going to you, the Tema Reb Shimon Yoyde Reb Yeshua, that you hold Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yeshua, they can be metame true and be adayim, ve'atanim, but we learned, Moide Reb Lozer Reb Yeshua, she serve him zelatzo ve'zulatzo. As we mentioned before, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says the Mishnah. What it says in the Mishnah, you can't burn Tehoyer and Tmeah together. Truma Tehoyer and Truma Tmeah are Be'nei Pesach, so you can't burn it together. Why not? If Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Shua, why can't it go and be Metame Tehoyer Be'adayim? Anyway, it's going to get lost. So put it in the fire to get the Truma Tmeah on Erev Pesach. Answers the Gemara, Omerle Taman Tehoyer Yidvar Toyro. Truma Be'inahi. Atu Shikazar Tehoyer Srefo. Answers the Gemara, there's a very simple chiluk. Here we talk about an Erev Pesach, when Midoraisa, this is Mutter. Rabbanim were goyzer to burn it. So you still have an obligation to be shomer the trumo. As Mishmeres Trumo Yisef, to be careful not to make a tame. You want to burn it because Rabbanim said to burn it, you can burn it, but don't burn it with Tmeo. But there, the truma is falling from the Gasa El Yoino, and is going into the bar, and anyway it's got lost. So there you don't have an obligation to be shomer it. So there, Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Shua, you can be metamed be'adayim. So there's a chiluk between burning chametz, that's still a truma toyer completely, and when it's something goes to waste, that doesn't have the same shmira of truma toyer. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Dav Yud Aleph.